Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation will host its every other year Stockmen's Ball on Saturday, December 9th at the Bismarck Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck. Tickets by the ticket or the table are on sale now by calling 701-223-2522. Only advance tickets will be sold. Organizers are also seeking items for the event's live and silent auctions. If you are interested in providing an item for the charitable fundraiser, contact NDSA Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson at jellingson@ndstockman.org. In vitro embryo production method is a modern reproductive technology that has gained considerable traction in the cattle industry. The technology has improved to such a level that it has become a very practical and competitive reproductive tool with numerous applications for seed stock and commercial operations alike. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association Seed Stock Council invites producers to a free virtual webinar at 6:30 p.m. Central Time, Thursday, November 16th, to learn more about in vitro. The session will be led by Bovatech, an in vitro fertilization lab, and Dr. Beth Carlson, North Dakota State Deputy Veterinarian. Carlson will discuss changes to the Yone's disease testing program utilized largely with seed stock producers across the state. Yone's disease is an infectious bacterial disease of livestock that affects cattle, sheep, and goats. No cure has been found in Yone's disease. Carlson will bring attention to this challenging and devastating disease and seek input on the program. The Zoom link is available at www.ndstockman.org. Pre-registration is required for the event. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is working on a scoping project to proactively identify the pesticide active agents on the registration review schedule that are most significant in EPA's Region 8 states. The Region 8 office indicated that it hopes it to determine the most active ingredients to agriculture so it can better communicate with stakeholders and provide more regionally relevant feedback to its national office, especially regarding EPA's national strategic efforts on the 2022 Endangered Species Act work plan. The NDSA is among those EPA has engaged to solicit feedback on the active ingredients. Stakeholders are asked to prioritize and identify projects as they deem appropriate, noting those important to the cattle industry in North Dakota. Those that should be removed from consideration for the scoping project, any that should be added, as well as any flagged by mistake. The NDSA is seeking your information and feedback on the pesticides. Please share your thoughts with NDSA Environmental Services Director Scott Ressler by tomorrow, November 10th, by calling 701-223-2522. And the NDSA would be remiss not to acknowledge those willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for our country and their families. They deserve our admiration and respect today and every day, but especially on this Veterans Day weekend. For 94 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.